And if you've got sins that cause that old affliction, He'll forgive you for that. Isn't that wonderful? Then He says, confess your faults one to another. That'd be very nice once in a while to hear some of them, wouldn't it? I ain't got none. Oh, don't kid me. Kid yourself. You ain't kidding me. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another so you can get healed divinely. Put on going to hospital. Only time I'd ever consent to going to hospital is if my wife and my loved ones couldn't take care of me properly, and all they'd do is promise to take care of me, help raise me up and feed me and help me to the bathroom and things like that. I'd wear my family teeth totally out for. Ain't nothing wrong with a hospital. There's a difference in why you go. If you go up there because they can't nobody take care of you, that's a different thing while you're recovering. I ain't going up there to take medicine. I ain't going up there for no operation. I'd rather lay right over there and die trusting God. You don't find many of them folks in the graveyard that died trusting God. I'd like to have one or two out there, and I might be one of them. But hey, put it on my tombstone and obituary. He died trusting God. Praise the Lord! Wouldn't that be wonderful? I was preaching a funeral one time in Arkansas and went out to the cemetery. And I heard some old donkey out there carrying on and said, "There's an old Christian right over here died trusting God." I heard it. I said, "Well, that's probably the only one in here. How about all these others? Who'd they trust? The doctors?" And that cemetery's full. Boy, it's nice to have a few out there died trusting God. Ain't going to be many. I want to be one of them if I go before the Lord comes. I want that over my tombstone. He died trusting God. Give the old skeptic something to really rear up about. Praise God. Hey, here's one over here, died trusting God. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. That's what the Bible said to do. Die trusting God. All right, how does healing work? It works through the gift of healing, if somebody's got it. And it works through the anointing oil of the elders and the prayer of faith. What if you're somewhere and you can't get a hold of no elder? You can't get a hold of anybody that can pray the prayer of faith. Then get that Bible and start reading them scriptures, and God said, "I'll let my word heal you." Praise the Lord. It'll heal you if you got enough of faith. I tell you what's wrong with the average Christian. They're afraid they're going to die. You're not going to have the victory in faith when you're afraid to die. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony when they loved not their lives unto their death. When you're not afraid to die, you can trust God and fly. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid to die. It's for the glory of God. I don't want to die in no wreck. I don't want to die drowned. I don't want to die burned up. But dying trusting God, I've done been there twice, and I know God's grace is sufficient. I thought I was dying, and there wasn't no thoughts in my mind otherwise. It wasn't beating around the bush. It wasn't trying to think I was dying. I thought I was dying. And I've told my wife what to do in case I did die. But I was going to trust God. And I was hurting, and I was miserable, and it didn't last no 2 or 3 days. It lasted 10 days to 2 weeks. In an inferno of a terrible fever and excruciating pain, and I waited on the Lord. And just, it went way quicker than it came. It came on me gradually. But when God healed me, it was zap, and it was just gone. In fact, it happened so quick, I said, "Wait a minute. Hey, I'm all right. Praise God." Isn't that wonderful? Why don't you wait on the Lord? Learn to wait on the Lord. He'll renew your strength. Wait on the Lord. You have a need of patience that after you have a need of patience that after you've done what? The will of God, you can have the promise. Wait. To that man that won't wait and have patience with God, let him not think that he'll receive anything from the Lord. You've got to wait on God. It makes you hurt while a foot hurt. I don't feel sorry for you, but I will pray and fast for you. Feeling sorry for you won't help you a bit. Feeling sorry for you make me call the ambulance and get you to the hospital or something. If you have compassion and don't feel sorry for you, then it'll make you pray and seek the Lord. Praise God. Wonderful. I got to quit. I have many things to say, but you cannot bear them now. It will take too long. Praise the Lord. Father, we pray the Holy Ghost would bless and anoint this message. Who do you believe? I'm going to believe a man that lives a life. I'm going to believe a man that knows the Word and lives the Word. I'm going to believe a man that loves God. And the Bible said the man that loves God, this is the love of God, that you keep my commandments. And Lord, the love of God is not in word and in mouth. It's in deed and in truth. And I'm going to live it, and I'm going to preach it. Praise God. And I pray the Holy Ghost will anoint it. And it'll take the fear out of people's hearts that they'll believe it. And like Paul said, they'll follow me as I follow Christ and believe the message with all their hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Let us stand and worship the Lord together. Praise the Lord.